This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Around Atlanta edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. You know, we're pushing 5 years of doing this show. This is an organization that we've never covered on this show. I'm really looking forward to it. It's a lot of interesting things happening in this town.
Absolutely. It was time for us to expand our horizons.
Yes,
so I heard about this group and decided to invite them on the show.
All right. Well, let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Gigi Pedressa. She is a managing partner and co-founder with YoSIM. Gigi, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Todd. Very happy to be here. And thank you, Carol, for inviting me.
Well, Gigi, we're happy to have you. Thanks for making time to join us. I got a lot going on, so we appreciate you having some time to join us. Before we get into our conversation about everything that we're going to be talking about today, take a few quick seconds. Tell us a bit about you, your background, and then what is YoSIM all about?
I am originally from Peru in South America. Came to the U.S. around 15 years ago because I fell in love with the right man, an American.
There you go.
That's how I came here. And I've been a consultant for nonprofit and Hispanic businesses, Latino serving nonprofits, for around 8 years. And 2 years ago, my business partner and I got together for an endless breakfast. And after that breakfast, we discover a passion we both share to help the Latino community, to empower the Latino community, using women at the center of it. So we founded YoSIM, which stands for I Am a Woman. And it's the first social venture in Georgia dedicated to celebrate and empower Latinas and their families.
That's pretty exciting,
isn't
it?
That is exciting.
So tell us a little bit about Mi Tierra.
Mi Tierra, we're very excited. It's a cultural journey through Latin America. It is a show that will take place a couple weeks from this show on September 11th from 2 to 6. And it's two shows, and it's just a mosaic of dance and music using the best local and regional talent. So everything from Chile and Argentina to Mexico to the U.S., which is the country that hosts us. And, you know, we're very happy to be here. So you'll have Andean music, you'll have Caribbean dance, you'll have Mexican folklore, everything that you will need, you know, for you, your friends, your family to learn and enjoy Hispanic culture. And it is what we believe the best way to begin Hispanic Heritage Month.
Yeah. You know, we were talking about this before we went on the air, was that when the typical American hears about something that's Latino, a lot of them think Mexico.
Right.
And there's so much more. I mean, it's an entirely different world, and you can encompass all of that. I mean, I think it's important to be sure people understand that, yeah?
Absolutely. We are many, many countries, over a dozen countries. In fact, one of the things that we celebrate during Hispanic Heritage Month, which runs from September 15th to October 15th, is the diversity of our culture. Some estimates say that we speak around 550 languages in Latin America.
Wow.
So Spanish, of course, is the most popular, but you still have over 500 other languages that are spoken, and many of them are spoken in Georgia. Different countries, different cultures, we all come in all colors and shapes and sizes, and not all of us eat tacos, you know, and not all of us love salsa. And that's part of what, you know, adds to the richness and to the variety and, you know, to just make it really joyful. The things that we share, though, are, you know, we're very family-oriented, we're very hardworking, we're very creative, we're very resilient, and we are, in general, very happy, and we love music and dance and to eat and to celebrate together. So these are the things that unite us and that brings us together to create Mi Tierra as part of our mission to celebrate the Hispanic culture.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should have been Hispanic. Sounds great. Music,
dance. Maybe you
dance,
are. You never know.
Family. Food.
Yeah.
I think I'm Latino as well.
Yeah.
and those are the things that, you know, unites all of us. So we are, like we said, very excited. And also, you know, it's an opportunity to bridge communities. It's a completely bilingual show. So you don't have to speak Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to speak English. You can just come enjoy music and colors. We're going to have kids activities. We're going to have a little bazaar where you can find some crafts, some local products. And you can also learn about the talent that's here. For me, for example, I have two girls. My husband's Puerto Rican. I'm Peruvian. My girls are both from here and they feel American. But at the same time, my oldest daughter, yesterday was her birthday. She's like, Mommy, I really need to learn merengue, how to dance merengue and salsa.
Oh,
it's so
wonderful.
Important because my best friend really knows it and I don't. And it's an opportunity, you know, for them to learn and meet other families like us that live here and for other families to meet us too. So It's a fabulous opportunity. And we have been very, very, very happy and very lucky to find great support from local businesses and corporations that are coming and, you know, sponsoring the event and just, you know, come and learn and celebrate with us. All the contributions from Hispanic community.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So people who are coming, do they need to buy tickets or it's completely free or how does that work?
They do need to buy tickets. Tickets are very affordable, are $15 per person. And it's at Atlantic Station. It's at 12 hotels in Atlantic Station. And then we have family packages because, again, everything that we do, it's to celebrate and empower families. So we have family packets that are only $35 for 4 tickets. And then we also have larger packages for example, resource groups, employee resource groups, or sales teams, or for example, just for companies or for large families. So we have a variety of opportunities available.
Good stuff. All right. Gigi Progressa will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes 3 main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Gigi Progressa, managing partner and co-founder of Yo Soy Em and Mitira.
So Yo Soy Em is 2 years old?
It is two years old.
So is this a first-time event, Mitira, or is this a two-year-old event?
This is the first time
We're
doing Mitira, and it's actually the first time for us and the first time for Georgia because there has never been a show like that before. You know, you have your average festivals in parks and things like that, but not a very determined effort to actually represent the entire culture in Latin America. So we're very excited. It's the first time.
Yeah, it is very, very exciting. But it's a month-long event. So walk us through the actual structure of it. How is it going to work?
Hispanic Heritage Month is an entire month, and there are several organizations that have different ways, different opportunities to celebrate. So, for example, all the universities have panels to learn more about different cultures. There are several nonprofits that have their fundraisers celebrating culture and celebrating their work during that month. What we provide, it's the cultural piece that complements all of that learning and academic and everything. So we want to be part of a well-rounded experience for anybody interested in celebrating the many contributions.
Yeah, it seems like there'd be a lot of coordinating that would go into an event like Mitira. Do you have opportunities for volunteers to get involved?
There are some opportunities for volunteers. There are also opportunities for people interested in having an exhibit table. There are opportunities for sponsors too. And they can all be found. They can email us to info@yosoym, that's yosoym.com, or they can visit our website, www.yosoym.com.
But there's going to be music, there's going to be dancing, and it sounds like there's going to be
food too.
Well, food, yeah.
It's got to be food.
That's very important.
But it sounds like there's also going to be educational and learning opportunities.
There will be educational
learning. There's a lot of stuff.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. You must come. And especially, this is a real estate show. You know, I don't know if you looked at the latest report from Better Home and Gardens, 91% of Latinas think buying a home is the single largest and best investment for their families. And they plan to do it in the next 3 years.
Wow.
So right
awesome.
There is a great market.
I love seeing families, you know, aspire to the American dream and then make it a reality.
Yeah,
that's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess out of curiosity, how did you pick 12 Hotels Atlantic Station as your venue and what's the partnership with them?
12 Hotels is a great venue. I work with the sales manager for a number of years and I really enjoy Andrea. She's very supportive, but it's also at a great location. It's right in the middle of the city. You have all the hustle, the bustle, you know, great access. It has 2-hour free parking and it's just a wonderful venue. And it's very reflective, I believe, of the diversity of the city. So we're happy to be there.
Yeah, no, it sounds great. So it's a couple of weeks before the festival starts. It sounds like there's still opportunities for you to exhibit.
Yes.
There are still opportunities to provide some sponsorship opportunities. Walk us through how you do that.
You can just email us again or visit us and learn more about everything that we do. Again, my email, the email you can reach us at, it's info@yosoym.com. And we're happy to walk you through all of that. There's the opportunity, for example, to present the different countries. We have the some organizations have decided, well, we really want to support, for example, Colombia or Venezuela that's going through a tough time. So they are sponsoring the country. So we're able to get the regional talent to dance. And of course, we will start with the national anthem of the U.S. So there's also an opportunity for that.
Oh, that's neat. There you go.
That is very cool. What kind of exhibits are you talking about?
We're talking about, for example, hand-knitted items, crochet, traditional outfits from Mexico, from Guatemala, food items, crafts from different countries, all of that. It's like a little market.
Well, you described it as a bazaar earlier, so I understand what that is when I hear that word.
That sounds fantastic.
It does. It does. All right. Well, Gigi, this sounds like an absolutely phenomenal event. Wish you the best of luck with it in your inaugural event, so good luck with that. Before we let you go, one last time, where can people go to get information on both Mitier and Yosoym?
You can visit us on our website, www.yosoym.com, or you can also find us on Facebook. We have a community of over 6,000 local women, and it's on Facebook, Yo Soy Mujer Latina.
Got it. All right. Gigi Pedraza, managing partner and co-founder with Yosoym and Mitiera. Great to have you. Good luck with the event again, and we'll see you again soon.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you, Carol.
And we'll look forward to having you back next year to promote next year's event.
I'll be here.
Okay. That wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate that rating and review. So again, on behalf of today's guest, Gigi Pedraza, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.